Hey folks, it's Audacity and Living Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. I wanted to talk to you about a couple things, and probably most people don't know, because there's a lot of people, they don't read the newspapers, they don't watch the news, and they support people in situations when they're not even educated about it. They're just ignorant as fucking hell, and all they do is somebody tells them something, or they hear something, two words, and they make up the rest, and to me, I'm like, no, watch what's going on in the world, for real, and not Fox News, because Fox News admits that they are more of an entertainment news and can make up shit and fucking people believe it. So, and CNN sucks too anymore. I hate it. Like, really, you gotta go surfing through the channels, and I have to sift through what CNN says too, you know. So, Fox News, CNN, you know. HLN is bought by CNN, so, you know, they're minimizing the amount of real fucking news we can get, and we have to sift through it like a fucking flour sifter. It's unreal. But anyway, Walmart. You know what? Like, MSN, if you go on your laptop, you're better off surfing news that way, and not corporate news channels that are bought by, like, you know, created by Trump or anybody else, because they're only going to feed you fodder from their perspective and what they want you to think and hear. You know, it's kind of like mind-fucking people, you know. So, at the end of the day, anybody who has a, channel that they've created for news, is because they want to feed you what they want you to know and don't want you to know and stuff like that. That benefits them at your expense, basically. So, anyway, Walmart settled a $45 million overcharge lawsuit. And why? Because they were caught, and it was proven, that they were falsely inflating the product weight of produce, mislabeling weight of bagged produce, and overcharging of sold by weight clearance products. Now, it says you can get up to $500 compensation for them, you know, basically ripping you off through these years for all these products that they mislabeled so that they can benefit from. Oh, I can't wait to listen to Taylor Swift, I'm a Swiftie, and Post Malone, oh yeah, baby, yeah, I love Post Malone, he's such an awesome dude, man. Taylor Swift, I think, would be a difficult personality to date. I don't know, she comes off as somebody that's, would be a difficult person to date, or, you know, whatever, but I could be wrong, you know. That's just my view. Anyway, you have to have proof of purchase. We don't have to, but this is how they're going to run it down. So, proof of purchase, if up to you'll get money back up to $500. Up to is the keyword. With proof of purchase, and anything that you purchase between October 19th, 2018, to January 19th, 2024, you can be compensated for. Now, did I put my... Oh, here's my readers on top of my head. I'm like wondering, why am I struggling? Well, because I don't have eyeballs on the top of my head. That's why. so, this is how they're going to compensate people. Up to 2% of total cost. For up to $500 with receipt proof. I don't know, but I don't really have any receipts of fucking Walmart from 2018. I don't even have receipts from fucking yesterday. Because what do? As long as it's good, I'm throwing that motherfucking receipt out. So, do we have, do they have ways of tracing it? Yeah, you can go through all your fucking credit card bills or bank debit cards and your fucking, bank statements, and then mark off all the times you went to Walmart, and, you know, then you have to figure out whether or not it, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to want a broke down receipt that actually says you bought grapes for fucking $1.99 a pound. If you don't have it, you ain't got no money. And see, this is why they settled the lawsuit, because their idea is, first of all, Walmart is the king of ripping people off. You know, they're billionaires who are, they're zillionaires right now, thanks to all the good tax breaks that Trump handed out to all the corporations when he was president, because, of course, a businessman wants to help other businesses. So at the end of the day, holy shit, hunt for Lake Mead rock vandals. These people are on, do they have nothing better to do? I guess it's like going out and tipping cows. Oh, it would have been nice if he fell, because you know what? You're a stupid motherfucker. Unreal. People are unreal today. They got nothing better to do. Brainless fucks. And we see it every day. Brainless fucks. Dumb. Anyway, I'm looking at the news while I'm trying to do this and drinking my coffee so I can get shit together before I go to work. But, so you're only going to get 2% of the total cost of money that you spent, if you can prove it, and if you have some, you know, free time, like sitting around weeding through whatever, your trash and stuff like that, you're lucky if you get last week's fucking receipt out of it. But, and that don't even count, because it's got to be from January, you know. So, you know, they won't be paying much. Guess who made out? Walmart, because they're still continuing. Once they win a lawsuit, people don't understand. And this is what is affects me, too. So, just like I won my lawsuits, now, what do they do? Well, now they have free reign to retaliate against me and do crazy-ass shits and fucking recruit people to fuck with my life. Because, oh, now the lawsuit's done. So now we can do worse to her, you know, and other people. And it has been done. There was a guy in Atlantic City who was a cop while I was going through my lawsuit. And he turned the police in and everything for doing some fucking corrupt-ass bullshit or whatever. And what happened? The FBI had to get involved. Why? Because they were threatening his life, his family's life, and everything. And he won his lawsuit, but that didn't mean he was free from them evil motherfucking people that fucking did all that shit to him. It just got worse for him. You know what I mean? And the same thing with me. I've had people, you know, be recruited, like my ex-girlfriend was recruited by them. That's why I took her to court for the defamation, because she made money off the situation. I know that. I'm not stupid. And they helped her with shit, like putting false charges in the system and everything. And I had to get the attorney general involved and all that kind of shit. So, and then they were brought up there to answer why they were doing something to somebody from 20 years ago because she won a fucking lawsuit. You know what I mean? So believe me when I tell you, when lawsuits are settled, the only ones who really benefit are the fucking lawyers who make the money, and the businesses get to fucking half the time insurances pay for the settlements, so they don't really get hurt. You know, they might get the insurance rate hiked up a little bit more because of it. But Walmart's going to continue to practice this that they've been caught with, because now they settle this lawsuit, and until somebody files another lawsuit and it goes through fucking God knows how many years of battle in court, they're still going to be making out. Not only are they going to be making out, but this up to $500, $500 at 2%, with people who have receipts that most people are not going to have receipts since 2018 or even since January on all the produce, and it has to be itemized. So you have to have a receipt. You can't go and say, look with my bank statement, I went to Walmart. Because they're going to say, wait, what did you buy? A charcoal grill? We don't know that. We don't know what you bought because it doesn't say what you bought. You'd have to trace down the fucking card to get the receipt number, to then get the receipt number and punch in a computer to see what was actually bought and all that. And they're not going to do all that for you, you know, because they're going to protect themselves from that, you know. It's like if you don't have a receipt that proves, and then they're going to meticulously go through the receipt to see, wait a minute, let's look back. Did we overcharge on grapes that day? Oh, no, we didn't. Oh, okay, well, you don't get it then, you know. So unless you got no life, and you want to sift through your fucking bank records or sift through your fucking, and if you are a hoarder and you have those receipts, hey, kudos to you. You might be the only one who gets $500 from these motherfuckers. And it's still not going to make up for all the money that you fucking spent on the overpriced produce or other bag products that they fucking upended their prices on you. So, that's that. Without receipts or proof for, by the way, you have to have 50 to 100 products bought by them with your without proof for a $10 to $25 compensation. And pretty much the same thing if you want your 2% of total cost to get up to $500 compensation, which is you're not going to get that. And then it says, it all also depends on, because they're going to do it prorated by the settlement amount. So that means the more people that apply for the compensation, the less money gets handed out to people because now they have to spread that money thinner with it. And so basically nobody's going to get any money back. The only ones who made out was the fucking lawyers, and Walmart gets to continue the practice of doing this now because now they settled a lawsuit, and then they're going to be like, hey, fuck you, everybody. We settled a lawsuit. We're going to continue it until somebody else files a lawsuit, you know, because now we're paying out for the past, but the present and the future is still ours, you know? So at the end of the day, the lawyers made out pretty well on this one. And, you know, unless you're fucking, like my mom would have a receipt from 2018. I could tell you that because I had to clean her fucking place out to get rid of some of this stuff. She would have had a receipt. She would have been one that would made $500 for sure, because she meticulously, when you go and buy her something, you have to come back with the receipt, and she gets a fucking magnifying glass. She used to get a magnifying glass and go through everything, and she would literally call the store. You charged me one penny more. Believe me, she might have been the one who initiated this lawsuit, knowing her. I don't know. But, yeah, she's like that, you know. Me? Okay, I could literally, Tropicana charged me 6 times, and I think Kelly and Trent should look at their thing. They charged room tax 6 times, for, you know, 3 on the first room and then 3 on the second room. How many room taxes do you have? You're supposed to have 1 room tax. So could I fight it? It's like, I don't know, maybe $16 or whatever that they fucked me over. I'm like, no. And they probably do it to everybody. I could fight it, but I'm like, I just don't have the time, man. I just don't want to waste my time. I don't want to be aggravated because it'll be a whole fucking rigmarole. But everybody who stayed at Tropicana, especially if you switched your rooms, check your bill and see how many times they charge room tax on you. And maybe I'm the only one, but I think they overcharged everybody, more room tax than they should have. And it could be because the computer system set up a certain way that it automatically generates the room tax, and it just overgenerated room tax or whatever. But, I should call them and let them know, you know, that people are getting charged more than one time for room tax on the rooms. So they're being charged like 3 times for room tax, you know, so, whatever, but, So there's a new thing out that I was reading, and it's called, gynosexual, gynosexual. And the first word is gyno. I'm like a gynecologist, like it has to do with vagina. So, anyway, this is the new sexuality. Which is not, look, we are a society of labels. We have to label people. We label each other. It's all, why can't we just be us? Why, I'm going to be honest, and I know some people are going to get pissed off, but I don't believe in the they and them and this and that. Just, you have a name. I'll call you by your name. If you want to say your sexuality, is non-binary or whatever, that's cool, you know, but I can't keep up, and I'm fucking gay. I'm just like me. I'm me. I don't give a fuck. If somebody asks me if I'm a guy or a girl, they can call me whatever the fuck they want. I don't care. They ain't paying my bills. I don't care. You know, but there's people that literally stop talking to each other because they want to now be addressed as they and them, and their family can't get a hold of, you know, Johnny now wants to be they or them. What I don't, when I say that in a sentence when I'm talking about a bunch of people. How many people are you? You're one person. I don't get it. You can do whatever you want. I'm not saying that's, you know, that's up to you. But I can't get used to it. I don't get it, respectfully. I'm not being disrespectful to you guys. You can do whatever you want. You can expect whatever you want. But, you know, to me, it's just, you know, I think it's crackhead fucking crazy. I'm going to be honest. It is. Like, how far are we going to go with the sexuality thing to the point where I'm confused? And that's hard to do. No, just kidding. I'm confused every day. No, just kidding. But literally, why can't you just go by your name? And if somebody says, hey, you know, when people say he or whatever, most of the time I don't correct them. When they say sir to me, most of the time I don't correct them. And if I do, I'm like, look, see these boobies? I'm actually a girl, but it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck. You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner, you know? Or don't lie about me, because then you're really going to get the ugly side of me, you know? Or lie to me, you know? So any of those things, that's all. Other than that, I don't give a fuck, you know? But yeah, it's now we have, you know, gynosexual. And what is gynosexual? It's people that are attracted to the feminine qualities and looks, feminine looks of a person. And it doesn't have to be that they be a woman. It could be a man that has feminine qualities. They have beautiful long hair. They have long fingers. They have a beautiful, sexy voice. They have a feminine way about them or whatever. Good for you. that's good. Awesome. Why do we have to label everything? Why can't we just be us? I think, and with labeling comes prejudice. It comes misunderstanding. It comes confusion. It comes, you know, where people are being racist against each other or judgmental against each other and prejudiced against each other. It's just another thing that people get to use to pick each other apart. Like what I just said about they and them. I'm picking that apart. Why? Because I'm fucking confused. Why? Because I don't understand it. Like, why can't you just use your name? Why can't you just say, if somebody says you're a guy and you're not and you're a girl, if you want to say, hey, look, I'm a girl, but I like the masculine qualities of myself, so they're more, you know, upfront than most people or whatever, if you want to say that. But while I can't call people they and them. I just can't. It's just like doesn't generate in me. You know what I mean? And literally, this one girl I know, that's, you know, she's gay, she's young, you know, she goes to, what is it, Clemson, you know, university or whatever. She decided that she was non-binary. Look, I feel like I'm non-binary. I just feel like whatever. I'm me. I'm fucking me. I'm androgynous, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to label it, I'm me. Do I have, I think, an equal amount of masculine and feminine qualities in me. And some of those feminine qualities come out more when it comes out to, you know, emotional aspects, not more physical. Obviously, I have tits and a fucking vagina, but it's more internally, my heart and my soul is more of feminine qualities, you know. But am I exterior-wise tough? Do I fucking intimidate people? Yeah, can I be like a guy and burp and fart and spit 50 yards and, you know, whatever and do all kinds of fucking, like, things that people would say is, you know, that men like to do? Like I said, you know, when women hang out and stuff, I can't mesh too well with them, you know, because of the fact that I'm more of a guy that way. Like, I'd rather sit and watch sports and talk to guys about, you know, the touchdown or whatever, or they're going to fucking, you know, they're forming up to make a fucking pass, you know what I mean, or whatever, but I can't sit and be like, oh yeah, my nails got done and, you know, Jenny fucking used this acrylic nail polish and, you know, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, but that's good for them, you know. So appearance-wise, I look like a guy, but I'm a mushy marshmallow inside and more like a woman in a lot of ways, which, you know, like people say, that's what's attractive about you because you have that hard exterior and they feel safe around me and you have no problem in defending yourself or others and standing up to people and stuff like that and be protective of the people that you love and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you can be compassionate and empathetic and sympathetic and understanding and loving and caring and all that at the same time. So, you know, good for me. But I'm not wanting people to call me anything but my name. Or whatever. Like, look, when I go to the bathroom sometime, it's fucking hilarious. Because when I go into the women's room, I always get this double take. Is this a guy's room? Or is this a guy? Or is it a girl? And I should say, call me they or them when I come in the bathroom. I don't know. You know, but yeah, so this girl decided that she wanted to be called they or them. And her family couldn't get a hold of it. And a lot of her friends that, you know, they just couldn't get a hold of why are we, and how do you even implement that into a sentence? I don't even know how you do that, you know. And they were having that issue and they're like, well, why can't I just call you by your name or whatever? Like, why are we, this is so technical, I can't get past it, you know. And literally, she stopped talking to her family and friends. And, you know, and it's like, well, how can you get people used to calling you a plural name when you're a singular person, number one, and a name that they don't even know you by? And it's just, you know, it's like when you train a dog, it takes time and time and time again, a repetition to try and get it right. But why are we doing this to each other and to yourself? Why can't you just be you? And in being you, people are getting to know you as the individual you are. You're not a plural. You're a person, you know? And I can't, look, this is my view, my opinion. You can do whatever you want. I'm not, you know, I can't get used to it. And I don't even know how I would do that. I mean, I tried it a few times and I'm like, I can't even remember. Like, I'm remembering this person as a person. To me, it does something to your, you're not being looked at as another individual. And that's another reason why you're being segregated too, is because now you're not being looked at as an individual anymore because you want to be labeled this plural words, you know, these plural words. And when you do that, you're actually putting a cog in a wheel of your relationships with people and being looked at as another human being. You know, that's like saying, I want to be called alien. Well, now you're not another human being and you're kind of doing it that way, you know, and then you're generating this confusion and everything by the fact that you now want to be called these things, that you made up to label yourself. You know, like everybody says, the biggest part of why we have so much judgment and prejudice in this world is because we're walking around with labels. Like everybody, you know, like Jordache jeans, you know, it's like we label products. We have logos for things and we're doing that to ourselves too. And in that, we're separating ourselves from being looked at as just another fucking human being across the table. You know, am I gay? Yeah, I'm gay. Do I feel outside of the box sometimes in situations because I'm gay, and obviously, you know, certain people don't understand how it is to be gay and stuff like that. Yeah, but the more we separate ourselves, the more we figure out different labels on how we're going to, view ourselves and want other people to view us or address us, the more we separate ourselves from each other. And it should just be, the way we separate ourselves, really, is you're a good person and you're fucking not. So I want to be here with the good people. I don't want to be here with the bad, evil motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I don't want to be around people that can go around railroading people's lives by lying about them, lying to them, cheating on them, stealing from them, manipulating them, using them, you know, and then walk through life like la 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 as they trudge over people's souls to get to the next person that they're going to do that to. You know, I don't like them people. I don't want to be around them people. I want to be around people that actually have a conscience, that actually know if they make a mistake, they can apologize and mend ways with those people, because we all make mistakes. But then there's things that people intentionally do to each other in life that, and if they do it to you, they do it to other people too, by the way. They're not just doing it to you. They're doing it to other people. So they got a line of fucking souls they trudged on, you know. So who do you want to be with? That's how I label people. Are you good or are you evil? Are you a good person and bad, do bad things? But you can fix that, you know, because we have good people out there to do bad things to people intentionally and unintentionally. You know, like I unintentionally hurt people in reaction to what somebody says and does to me. Is that a good thing? No. Am I a good person? Yeah. You know, but I've done bad things, you know. So there are people that exist. But then there are people that are just fucking, you know, the bad apple for the rest of their life. And that's what they're good with that. They live in that zone. And they feel that they're not evil when they're trudging all over everybody's lives. So if we separate good from evil, basically, it's not even good from bad, because there's people, we're all bad, like I said, in other people's stories. We've all done bad things to people. And we are viewed of being bad once we set up boundaries that we no longer had that allowed people to do things at your expense and benefit from it. You know, there's a lot of people that benefited from my kindness, my generosity, my love, my caring. And I was coming from authentic places with authentic feelings, but they were not, you know. And with that, because I didn't have boundaries for myself, I wanted to be all-encompassing, loving, caring person to everybody. And especially if I loved you or was interested in you or whatever the case may be, you know, my family members or whatever. So people will continue, like I said, there's takers and there's givers. There will be people that give, and takers do not have a limit. They will take as long as you're giving, and they don't give a fuck about you. And there's people that will benefit from you and your kindness and generosity at your expense, and not give a shit, not have reciprocity in the situation or whatever, you know. But we all are bad in other people's stories. And usually if you're a good person and you become bad, it's because you decided enough is enough. I'm putting up boundaries. You don't get to say this about me. You don't get to do this to me anymore. And if you want to be in my life, you better show up differently and you better fucking apologize. And if I did something wrong to you, I will absolutely apologize. You tell me how I hurt you. You tell me how I hurt you and I will fucking apologize if I feel I was wrong. And if I wasn't wrong because it was you that instigated the situation, so I was only reacting to what you did because you generated a situation, I'll think about whether or not I want to apologize and whether or not I want you back in my life, you know? Because settling a score with somebody doesn't mean, you know, settling a situation. First of all, I don't believe in settling a score with somebody. I don't believe in revenge, you know. I believe in standing up for yourself. So, you know, and there's a difference. Because if you seek revenge, then you're just as bad as the person that did you wrong. You know, so mistakenly saying things because you're hurt and you're angry and you're disappointed in a person that you thought so much about, or people, or your family, or whatever. Oh, that's going to be nice. Waterfront Park. That would be beautiful. And oh, man, I hope they do that. Oh, kayaking. Oh, yeah. That's it. So anyway, I'm watching the news. But, excuse me. But yeah, I think that this, the more labels that come out, the more we're just separating each other. You know, be it gay or straight or whatever. My biggest labels are, you know, inherently good people and inherently evil people. You know, that's my separation. You know, if you're a good person, I don't care what color you are. I don't care whether you're gay, straight, pansexual, homosexual, heterosexual, bisexual, tri-fucking-sexual, gynosexual, non-binary. I don't give a fuck, you know. But at the end of the day, those are my feelings, you know, on labels and how we're separating ourselves even more, in life by that, you know. I don't care what anybody thinks about what I do in the bedroom with a woman. I can joke about it and say I love taco pie and all that kind of shit, but what happens with me and somebody I'm in love with in the bedroom is none of anybody's motherfucking business. And we could be, you know, we could be trying. I'm trisexual, so honey, well, let's try this. Whatever. But you're not going to know about it, you know. And that's sacred to me, especially if it's making love to somebody. Look, have I had sexual escapades? I'm a fucking whore. Or was a whore. I'm not a whore anymore. I was a whore. I was more than a whore, actually. But it doesn't matter, you know. And look, do I have issues with people that don't understand that I've been with men too, even though I consider myself gay and prefer women and feel like, you know, women are my people, you know what I mean, as far as relationships go. And obviously I give more in a relationship with a woman than I do with a man. Men are more like friendship sexual situations, you know what I mean? And men are my best friends, really, because like I'm like a guy, for real, like seriously. So, you know, at the end of the day, just be you. We got to stop somehow with these labels. We really do, because we're just separating each other more. And we're causing so much confusion with people on who we are. You know, why can't we just be basic? You're a homosexual, you're a heterosexual. I fall in the homosexual gamut, you fall in the heterosexual gamut, and doesn't matter, no, because none of us are going to be joining each other in the fucking bedroom, to, you know, and that's what, too, stay out of people's vaginas, stay out of people's lives and their personal decisions, stay out of their bedroom. Like, people that are super conservative are so worried about what gays do in the bedroom. Like, their whole life is obsessed about what our sexual escapades are happening in the bedroom. We're not obsessed about what you do as heterosexuals. And can I say, it's the same thing. We're all doing the same fucking thing to each other in the bedroom. You know, by the way, we really are, in one sense or another. So, at the end of, just because somebody doesn't have a real dick, hey, look, I'm awesome with a fucking strap on. Ask any of the exes. You really can't, because they're exes for now. But it doesn't matter. Like, when I put a strap on, I'm a whole guy, believe me. Whatever you want to do, sweetheart, you know, and then whatever other toys we have in the fucking toy chest. You know what I mean? Or you don't need a toy, you know. It doesn't matter. Either way. But there's people at home that have toys out the ass that are heterosexuals. You know, there's people that have, like I told Trent, there was a guy I dated, his dick was so small, it was like as big as my pinky. You know, but you figure out ways to satisfy each other or whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, it's about the person, and if you love that person and everything, and then sexually, you know, you're going to be super compatible, I think, most of the time, with somebody you're in love with, you know. It's just different. The sex is different and whatever. And I think that is in the homosexual realm as well as the heterosexual. So it doesn't really matter. Because we really all do the same thing in the bedroom, just in different ways. You know? So I don't understand why people are so fucking hung up on, you know, anti-homosexuality as if we're all perverts. No, we're doing the same thing you're doing. But we're not caring about what you fucking do in the bedroom. But everybody has so much emphasis on what the homosexuals are doing in the bedroom while the heterosexuals are doing the same motherfucking thing. You know, so, yeah, at the end of the day, on that. But what did I want to say? I'm not. So, yeah, you know, it's like love is love, really, you know, and what we do with somebody we love is nobody's business, really, you know. But you can look. At the same time, you don't want to act like the person isn't a priority in your life, act like they don't exist and it's got to be a secret. Because then you're saying, you know, I don't want anybody to know. And then you wonder why don't she want anybody to know that her and I are together? Probably because she's with somebody else too, you know. And that is always the case, by the way. 99.9% of the time, if somebody doesn't want other people to know that you're together, it's because they're actually running other people and saying the same thing to them. I don't want anybody to know that we're together, you know. So then you have, these are people like that are married and they have a whole other life with somebody else, you know, or they're in a relationship with somebody else and they don't want anybody to know, or they're in a relationship with three people, you know, and they're running the gamut, you know. So if you're not made a priority, I do believe in, you know, making sure people know we are together. They don't need to know what we're doing in the bedroom. None of her business, you know. And we don't need to label each other. You know, we can just say, this is who I am. My name is Sean. Yeah, am I kind of fucking like a man and a woman or whatever? Yeah, fucking deal with it. Whatever. You're not paying my bills. You know, just deal with it. If you can't deal with it, that's all right. You don't have to be in my life. So anyway. So now I guess I'm gynosexual too. Just kidding. All right, I'll get going, guys. I'll talk to you later. I got my ass ready for work. Bye.